Beowulf is back. It's rare enough to get to hear this ancient saga of Beowulf and Grendel live once. To get a second chance is remarkable. And that is just what those of you in the Baltimore, Washington area have, courtesy of Taffety Punk. From February 12th through 28th, the Capitol Hill Arts Workshop will transform into an old English mead hall while Marcus Kidd delivers this oldest surviving English story in a remount of a successful run directed by Chris Curtis. Marcus joins me by phone today. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks, Kevin. It's good to be back.
Well, and welcome back doubly because this is your second crack at this.
Indeed.
Wonderful story. Yeah. This in case it wasn't you weren't crazy enough the first time, you're doing it again.
Right? What are we thinking, right?
Yeah. Well, and when last we spoke about this, you were gearing up to wrestle with this beast. Obviously that went well. You're back for another round. What do we have to look forward to this time, you know, now that you're getting to kind of look back at it?
Well, everything's going to be refined a little bit. I'm in this kind of lucky and insane position. Very often as an actor, we think, God, this playwright just doesn't think the way I do. But here I am, I'm the playwright, right? So I got to like listen to recordings of myself doing it and really go, oh, it's obvious to me that I would rather say this way. You know, when we scripted it, we put it on its feet and we rehearsed, and there was 2 weeks of refinements that went by where we didn't write anything down. We just got up on stage and kept doing it. And now I really get the opportunity to make it solid. So this will be a real solid show. The songs are set. The text is going to go much more fluidly, and it'll be, I think, even more personable and more uplifting. I think the story is uplifting, ultimately.
I remember you saying that before, and you ruminated when we chatted between the act of us listening in the dark to a solo voice and you spinning this yarn and the deeds of a somewhat complex hero. What keeps you and us coming back to Beowulf?
I think what keeps me coming back is actually, to me, he's not a complicated hero. He's one you can rely on, like solidly. Odysseus is a complicated man, right? That's kind of what's wonderful about Emily Wilson's translation of that, is she's really dug into Odysseus's, not really somebody we want to admire. But Beowulf is, he's the guy who, when there's any trouble, he's going to come forward and go, what do you need? I'll help. And to me, that's the kind of thing that we need more of. And those are the people I look up to the most. To me, that's why we keep coming back. It's a deep well, and there's always more. Like any great literature, right? Nothing is cut and dried. And he's certainly tested. But I think for me, and you know, I bring these other figures up in the show. For me, he's somebody like Eddie Aikau in Hawaii. Eddie Aikau was a famous surfer, but he was also a lifeguard, and he's revered in Hawaii. There was a shipwreck and he paddled out to try and get help and nobody ever saw him again. But even then, he was still going to help people. That was his intention. And he never lost anybody when he was a lifeguard. He saved 500 people. So my question then, in a complicated world, is who are these people, right? These people that are always like, I'll do it. What do you need? And I think putting that person in these complications, in these places where the darkness comes and where other people have kind of failed to defeat their demons or their monsters or their political disarray or whatever, then the question for us is, how do you cultivate the hero? How do you cultivate the helpers? And I bring up Eddie Aikau, but like you can think of one from almost any age. We bring up the Overstegen sisters in the show, the Dutch resistance fighters. And certainly there's pain. And I think that's where the humanity that speaks to us comes in, that there is a lot of pain in some of the fights these heroes take on. And that doesn't go away. And to me, that's also a lesson for us all. You don't just win. You come out of a battle with scars.
I can see why you would want to revisit this, and we have the chance to revisit it with you. Marcus Kidd's solo retelling of Beowulf from Taffety Punk Theater Company runs at Capitol Hill Arts Workshop from February 12th through 28th. There's more online at taffetypunk.com. Marcus, thank you so much, and sing on.
Thank you, Gavin. Thank you so much.